Robert Edmonds says protecting your legal rights when dealing with law enforcement is primarily a matter of knowing when to cooperate and when to stay silent. Edmonds, the executive vice president of the Associated Students at Santa Rosa Junior College, means no disrespect. In fact, after being involved with the SRJC police and administration for several years, he has a high respect for them.
I have a pretty good working relationship with the police department, with the chief of police, and with some of the officers there. There's enough of a pro-police message out there that we just want to kind of present a counterpoint to say to people, you know, think critically about this. These people are just people like the rest of us, and they make mistakes like the rest of us, and they're bound by policies that are ridden with mistakes, and there's case law that is constantly evolving. You know, we just want people to think about this and not accept whatever the cops say is outright okay.
Edmonds co-hosted a workshop yesterday at the SRJC campus in Petaluma, attended in person or by video link by about 15 students. In the workshop, Edmonds and his colleagues encouraged students to tread cautiously when dealing with law enforcement.
We generally advise just trying to say as little as possible to the police. I guess that's a kind of a radical message for some people.
Police interactions, he says, generally exist on one of three layers: casual conversation, detention, and arrest. Even while chatting informally, Edmonds says an on-duty police officer is potentially conducting an investigation. Share information cautiously, he advises. And unless law enforcement has a reason to assume wrongdoing, they are not allowed to detain you.
If a cop comes up to you and they're talking to you and you feel like something's going on, you could just say, am I free to go right now? And at that point, they should tell you whether you're free to go or not. And if they say yes, then you can just walk away.
Since it's not always easy for a student to know what policies and rules they are under, Edmonds says an organization like SRJC's Associated Students can come in handy.
Most people aren't really aware of what their rights are, what kind of policies affect them. So it's important for somebody who maybe feels like they've had their rights violated to know what those rights are, but also somebody who's accused of violating somebody else's rights to know what their rights are.
Alicia Romans is a civil rights attorney in the North Bay. She says knowing and asserting your legal rights isn't just about protecting yourself. It's about working toward a better society. Objecting to an unlawful search, Romans says, may prevent someone else from being unlawfully searched in the future.
You should always assert your rights, even if you're innocent. And that's just for the benefit of society in general. Not just for yourself in that situation, but the next time, maybe that officer will think twice about asking a person if you object.
Students on hand, such as Victor Torres from Novato, were surprised at some of the information.
I know what I can do now. Originally, I thought that I had to tell the cops everything that was going on, but that's not the case. I have the right to, you know, keep silence, that they cannot search my car or my home without evidence. You know, they have to go through a process pretty much, which makes me feel much better.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.